Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Every day, Andrea and I take our probiotics, but I don't take my prebiotics or my symbiotics, or maybe I do. I need to learn more about that. Andrea, is that something that that you do? I know we take probiotics, but what about the other two?
No, I definitely do. And that's, well, prebiotics I'm very familiar with. And symbiotics is something that I just learned not too long ago from Ashley. So she's going to tell us more about that today.
Hi, Ashley Kopp, the wonderful registered dietitian, where you see her everywhere. She is here again. Yay. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to talk about this topic. I think the microbiome is on everybody's top list for 2015 trends. And, you know, pretty much every science person that I'm talking to is having a conversation about, you know, are we going to be in the future treating bacteria with other bacteria? And, you know, it's just, there's a lot going on. And so I thought it would be a great time to talk about, like, what the heck are all of these biotics currently? And what do we need to take? What can we eat? What should go out with the, you know, garbage, et cetera? So I think, so it's fun. And I love that your first reaction is, I take my probiotics. Because I think that one of the interesting things, and we've talked a little bit privately about this before, is that, you know, there are so many, since probiotics became a trend, and probiotics, again, being good bacteria that we naturally should have in our digestive tract, which runs from one end of us through to the other end, there are so many different strains. And when this became really popular, what has happened is there are foods that have probiotics added into them that have no business having the probiotics in them, right? So,
exactly.
You know,
well,
your ice creams and your chocolates and your cereals and all of this stuff. And so I actually, you know, sometimes people say to me, oh my gosh, you don't have to take a probiotic, you could just eat it. And my point is that many times when we're taking when we're eating a food that doesn't have naturally occurring probiotics, which we'll talk about in a second, but is now like fortified, for lack of a better expression, with probiotics, it's working against it, because a lot of times these foods have sugar and artificial ingredients and other things in them that are not helpful, right? So your good bacteria, I love that we're all up on that part. And the reason we need good bacteria is because naturally in our digestive tract, there's not good bacteria. There's bad bacteria, there's yeast, there's all this other stuff. And so it really is a game of, you know, who dominates the space. And so we really need that robustness of the good bacteria. Now, prebiotics, all that prebiotics are the food, the preferred food of good bacteria. And this has actually been really, I think a couple of years ago, there was a big push for prebiotics to be like a thing also. It's kind of like looking for the new kale. And what happened with prebiotics is actually a bit concerning to me, because it's really given a lot of my clients belly aches. And that is recognizing that these bacteria, they love to thrive on carbohydrate, but in particular, many of them really like fiber. So a lot of the, you know, great fibers that we find in our fruits and our vegetables and our grains, our beans, those fibers are what we will call prebiotic, right? Because they're feeding the bacteria. So what's great about that is that we can get those from our diet, that we don't need to be supplementing those. What happened is we realized that there's a class of prebiotics, or ones that a certain fiber that may actually do better in this space. And those are things like found in chicory root or Jerusalem artichoke, or you might see on a label inulin. Some of these fibers that are not digested in the body, but they are great, they're going through for cultivating healthy, good bacteria. The problem is that many people find these, because they're not digestive, they find them actually pretty difficult on the digestive system.
Right.
So what I found is, again, in many of these hyper-processed foods that were adding probiotics in there, they're also adding these prebiotics, right? So the key thing to keep in mind is that in all of this, our prebiotics and our probiotics, we want to be getting the best quality, which may sometimes come in a supplement form and can come in an organic cultured food. But in the prebiotic space, we want to make sure that we're getting something that ideally is coming in its whole food matrix, that isn't isolated out as a fiber, because that's going to be harder on your digestive system. And also, we just don't know enough about what actually is really doing the work of feeding the bacteria, the good bacteria, to isolate something out and just say, oh, it's just that part of the fiber, right?
Right.
So I think that's less helpful. Now, symbiotics is
now,
another...
Now, Ashley, I want to ask, before you get into symbiotics, I want to ask a quick question. So I take a probiotic, like a capsule, but I also found this dark chocolate that I love. It's really low in sugar. It's good quality dark chocolate. And they do add a probiotic, but now it sounds like that's not a good way to get it. I just want to clarify
Here's
that
Here's the thing. There are a few that are on the market that are... they really aren't available at the mass level that could be. But what I would say is enjoy your great quality chocolate and don't use that as a vehicle for your probiotic. Now, if your favorite chocolate happens to have a great quality strain of a probiotic, great. But I don't want somebody grabbing that chocolate and being like, oh, I had to eat this chocolate bar because, you know, I got to get my probiotics, right? So I think that's probably the space. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that is really challenging about probiotics is they are bacteria. They are meant to stay alive and healthy. And we're going to talk about that even more so as we move into how these all three work together. So when we're talking about alive and healthy, it's very, there's a lot of disbelief that goes in my mind that at the time that you're eating your chalk bar, that the entire strain quantity that they're putting into that chocolate bar is going to be alive and viable. Now, as I said, there are some really good ones that are on the market, but few and far between, and I'd rather it not be an excuse for chocolate. I'd rather you eat great quality chocolate and which has magnesium, which is also great for the digestive system, and then had your took your probiotic as well. Yeah.
So, Ashley, how much probiotics, like I know in terms of, let's say, you know, CFUs, how much should people be taking on a daily basis in order for it to actually do anything for them?
Yeah, you know, it's a really great question. And a lot of this is speculative. I mean, I'm talking all the time to the leading researchers in the country and quite honestly around the world, we're consistently learning a lot on that front. There are two things. There's strain specificity. So what we do know is that we need different strains and different strains do different things. That's number one. And number two, what we also know is that it's not always a game of just adding more. It's got to be a game of having more that are going to be alive and thrive, right? So what I will say is there are some that look like they're very small doses, like, oh, you know, 1 million colony-forming units of a bifidobacteria, right? But that might be extremely effective for you if that's the amount that actually survives and thrives in the gut, because that bifido on a regular basis, that bifidobacteria is going to do very well. So I never have somebody just looking for the number. And if you want to know any of the products that I recommend, those can always be found at AshleyKoffApproved.com on my personal shopper, and those will be show all of the ones that are, you know, giving you not just the right quantity, but the right strain. And then also, really important, you know, in the name of getting in your probiotic, I don't want you to get in artificial colors or GMOs. Like, that's not helpful, right? It's kind
exactly,
of like cleaning your floor with like a dirt, you know, and wearing dirty shoes. Like, you're just, you know, adding to the problem while you're trying to help something out. So I think what we want to do in that space is just be really careful about the type of product. Now, one of the other things that I will say, it's kind
Ashley,
of like you're running.
We have about a minute left, so I know that you want to get into the symbiotics.
Oh, I want to talk to you about
the
symbiotics.
The time just goes so quickly. It's crazy.
Yeah, so symbiotics, in definition, you know, if something works in symbiotic, they work together. And so symbiotics actually repair the gut lining. And that's actually one of the most critical things, because a lot of people are finding probiotics don't work for them because their gut lining isn't healthy. And your gut lining is where your nutrients are absorbed and also keeps the good bacteria in and doesn't let other bacteria and the bad stuff come in because you've got leaks in there. So many of us have sprung a leak, unfortunately, and symbiotics is very helpful for repairing that link, so it works directly with the probiotic. So you can find out more about all of this at my website or, you know, at AshleyKoffApproved.com.
Now, we have about 10 seconds left. Is there anything? I know you wanted to add one more thing. Is there anything quickly that you wanted to add before we go today?
I think the most important thing is to just not go crazy in the space of products because they're touting a prebiotic, a probiotic, or a symbiotic. So what you really want to think about doing is getting those in their authentic quality form and then adding them into your whole foods organic diet.
Well said, Miss Ashley Koff. You can learn more about Ashley. You can visit her personal website, she said, AshleyKoffApproved.com. You can follow her on Twitter like we do, at Ashley Koff. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.